talking earlier about the wind. You could hear it whistling around the windows. You know, in the past couple or so months, at times we've had a lot of water rain all at once. How's those doors in that sunroom hanging in there without leaking water in?
Touchy subject over here. Oh, it's been fine, just to answer your question, it's been fine. In the past, because of the whenever they prepared the land for this building, and of course, I didn't oversee any of that work. I'm the owner of the house that resulted, but, you know, I wasn't the overseer. They graded the land a little funny. The land just beyond, maybe 8 feet beyond the door here, it rises rather than falls. You know, you want water to move away from your house. That's the way you grade land. I mean, you and I know that. We're not builders. But these people, they graded the land, and it's a good, I'd say, foot. You get about, I'd say 15 feet away, and it rises to about a foot above the level of the floor right here, the level of the floor. And, you know, if it rains a good, well, what happens? And I know this because it was published back when I was taking the Greenville newspaper. Now, a lot of people don't take the newspaper anymore. But I read on the front page of the paper after we flooded one evening, I read that the rate of the rainfall was 3 inches an hour. And I figured that's about, I never heard of an expression like that, how many inches per hour. But that tells the tale. That's a good way of referring to how much rain you got over a period of time. And the pure fact is, water will move away if it has a chance. It'll move on off. But when you have so much water in a brief period of time, it doesn't have a chance to go anywhere else. It'll come right in here. and you know, it's we had to evacuate this room, and I threw a bunch of stuff away. I had some ham equipment that didn't survive, and if you have any water like that come into living quarters, you have to sterilize everything. Which is a bit of a problem, you know. With the floor, I mean, you can use bleach, and but you can't do anything like heat, you know. That's inappropriate. But anyway, we got some stuff from a paint store. Yeah, because a lot of times before you paint a surface, you have to clean it real well in order that, especially, you know, it's water-based paint. So you put it on, and if there was any bad stuff, you know, like mold or stuff like that, if there's any bad stuff and you didn't treat it, it'll come right through your paint. You know, don't know how much paint you've done, but that's, I knew this about outside water getting in. So anyway, we washed down everything. For a while, it was as clean as it's ever been. You know. But that's a lot of trouble. And nobody wants that to happen. Nobody wants to live with that threat. Anyway, it is what it is. And we got through it. I just think, how we get on this? I guess it was the wind. Yes, the wind is not at ground level. We've kind of gotten the water moving off quicker and in a different direction with some drainage away from the seal that I think, while I'm not absolutely certain, I believe the seal is around the door, but not at ground level, not at the floor. It's up further, maybe across the top of the door, and the wind comes through there, and it's just like, you know, some people can put their hands together and blow air between their thumbs. I don't know, is that a, can you understand that picture? And they make a sound. I think I used to do that when I was a kid. That's what's happening at this door. It's just wind coming through a small opening, you know, and it's just like blowing a musical instrument. It's a tone, and it sounds so forlorn, you know. It's woo, like that. KK4JBQ.
Poor Elsie, what you was talking about a window today reminded me of how this place here where we live, as I've told you, it's a hole. We're just certain low places, just certain areas. Well, we got a few old buildings down here in the house here, and the way the wind comes in through this hole here, a lot of times if it's real heavy wind, it can just through here and create a lot of whistles and carrying on like that whistling it will through here, but it's the way the best proper with topography that's critical to FM here is in this hole. It'll do that on the outside just going around these buildings out here in this hole I live in.
I never experienced it as I was a child in the several homes that my parents had and raised me in. Never experienced this sort of thing, but building practices, they've changed, you know, and the people that just, I live in a complex where all these houses are, they look nice enough, but they all look the same. They're all built the same, to the same floor plan and everything. And if you got 300 of these things to build, which is about the number, I gotta imagine that even the best crew is gonna make some mistakes, you know, along the way. Now, I know what the mistake was made here. There's nothing I can do about it. I really can't. And it's something you can't just look at, and maybe some people can, you know, a real sharp person probably could. My dad could, because he could walk over a piece of land and tell you what it's good for. I mean, he could walk over a piece of land and tell you what would grow real well there. He was that good about stuff. But I looked at it, and it didn't occur to me right off. This was 25 years ago. It didn't occur to me right off that there was going to be any problem with the flow of rainwater. And it took a 3-inch per hour downpour of rain to actually get, you know, some bad stuff. So everything was just the exception. You know, it's not every day that this happens. It's not a threat all the time or anything like that. It's just that what causes it, it would have been so simple to put that aside if it just graded the land correctly so that all water travels away from the house. All water. Don't give it a chance. That's a rule. I know it's in a book somewhere. That's a rule. KK4JBQ.
For LZI, like I said, since October of last year, first part of October when that other come through, and all these other heavy bouts of rain we've had right recently, week, too. As you well know, you better stay alert on it. And as you found out, better keep everything up above knee-high at least. So I don't know how you're going to do it with that battery. Set it up way up on a table or something, then. But keep everything to where the water can't reach it, because you said you don't want some.
Yeah, I have everything sitting on tables. I've got like three tables here, and it's all sitting up high enough that I would have to evacuate if the water got high enough. But the fact is that the electrical cords still are at floor level. I need to. I saw something in a magazine somewhere where maybe it was in QST, and the ham that had just redone their shack took all of the cables, and you know that can be a lot. Took all their cables, electrical and signal cables, and just all kinds of things, and put them in a trough. It looked for all the world a little bit like a gutter, you know, on the outside of the house. But it was about 2.5 feet along the wall. And it just put all of the cables down in that gutter. So it was protected. And that just sounds like a decent thing to do. You wouldn't use a material that gutters are made out of course, although some of them are made out of vinyl, you know, like the vinyl siding and the gutters that go along with that, they're quite often vinyl. And you could do that. Yeah. But that's the case in most houses that you plug something in and code, I forget what it is. I'm looking at it, and it looks something like 18 inches, at least in this room. The electrical outlet has to be a certain height above the floor. And, of course, the jacket that the cable is in is going to be water resistant. But if you have any plugs, you know, if you run an extension or something like that, and have any plugs that are right down there on the floor, that could be a bad mess. It really could, you know. I don't have anything like that in here because I've already been flooded and I've already had that problem, and so I was careful when I built this back to keep all electrical or signal wires off the floor. KK4JBQ.
What else you got? You're right. You never know when it can happen again, especially in your situation where it's not graded right. That's for sure. You was talking about, well, I'm no expert either, but up here on this house at some point in time, one certain place is going to have to be re-guttered because of what we had back in January up here, a bunch of ice and snow. Here on this steel roof here, it got down in the gutter, jammed it up, then big chunks of ice and snow slid down and it bent the gutter that we got up here and go out to replace it. But if I heard you right, they're making guttering out of vinyl too? My word, that'd be worse than what we got. What would be the best that you reckon we could afford here with that guttering? I didn't know that they was making guttering out of vinyl.
See, let me try to make that clearer. The siding are the same color. So I can imagine that perhaps the guttering is aluminum with with a vinyl covering, with a vinyl coat, just so it would match. And they're a perfect match to one another, and that's what it appears to be. It's not just vinyl. If the vinyl was stiff enough to hold up over, you know, the span of a piece of guttering, that can be 10 feet or more. It would, vinyl, especially if it got warm, and that was the only thing it was made of, it would sag or something like that, you know. So I'm thinking maybe it's aluminum with a vinyl coating to match the siding. It holds up just fine. That's never been a problem. And, I'll say this. There has been a problem with leaves falling. We have trees around, you know. And we don't have trees real close, but the wind carries them right over and they drop right in the gutter, you know. And that can be a mess. Leaves in a gutter can be a mess, but there's solutions for that. Little guards that you can put over them, and the leaves keep on going, you know, and they don't go into the gutter, and water does, and, you know, leaf guard, I think, is one commercial name for that sort of thing, a leaf guard over the top, and that's usually an extra expense. But well worth it, especially if you don't like going on a ladder, and that's me. I was all for working around the house, even on a ladder, not a problem, until, I didn't fall off the ladder. I want to make that clear. I didn't fall off the ladder. I was carrying the ladder back to the garage, and I tripped over something in the yard. And here I go flying with the ladder. And the ladder and I landed on the carport, the driveway. And it could have been a lot worse. I mean, I knew I was going to hit. Yeah, I didn't have much time to make any adjustments in my flight. I was airborne for a little bit there. And I sort of planned the way I would land. Believe it or not, I do remember thinking of it, doing the best I could to land right. And the only thing that got busted up was my glasses. I'm still worrying with that. They're not perfectly aligned as they were before, because I had to fix a metal piece there, and I could do only so much. I feel lucky, because a lot of people will be severely injured if they have something like that happen. So I feel very fortunate. KK4, JBQ.
Well, LZ, I'm glad that gutter you was talking about wasn't as bad as it sounded to me. We didn't have this issue here until about mid-January, a month ago, and this house had snow all over, ice, you know, would break off, and it would slide and whatnot, but ice got down in that gutter. Plugged it up, and, you know, there's just nails holding it up there anyway, something like that. I'm not a professional gutter, I'm assuming that. And then here, other big chunks, gigantic chunks, as things warmed up, slid off his steel roof, it slid into that gutter, and it put a big dent. The gutter in itself is way bent. And as a result of that, we got to get something done about it, because it spills over there now instead of doing like it should. I'm glad that the what you said wasn't what I thought I'd heard anyway. Because I thought it had really gone bad with that. Well, it sounded anyway.
I I was fortunate. I will say, though, that gutters are usually held up with what I would call a spike. It's not a nail. It's probably 8 to 10 inches long. And sometimes they are threaded, and sometimes they're just a ring shank. So it's and that keeps it secure enough. But I have seen them both ways. But it's a long thing, and it goes into the soffit. That's the part of the house that the gutters are hung on. They're hung on the soffit. But you have, if ice can collect, that will be a problem. Because ice is, well, an ice dam will develop. And like you said, then that's just all kinds of trouble. The water has no place to go. The water can't flow the way it should. And, you know, you have trees. I'm thinking, I'm not sure I've ever been to your place, but I'm thinking that you have trees close to the house. Am I right?
4LZI, not really, really close, but we do have one or two or three that we're going to have to cut back somehow. No, there's nothing. Let's put it this way. I'm not yet aware that leaves can get into them, because many years ago, my dad cut everything around here that was tall and standing like that, and right around the house here. So I don't think now any leaves have got in there, but there again, I haven't looked in there, and this wasn't like this until about whenever that was, and around mid-January, here a month ago. So in the past, leaves ain't got in it, but there again, you know, I'm not sure.
I understand that. Well, do you, maybe this would be a good way to approach it. When you come springtime now, that's just a few weeks away. Let's admit that. It's just a few weeks away. Springtime is coming. When you start looking at your antenna and your coax or lead-in wire, depending on what you use, and you're up there on the ladder or whatever, take up an extra tool or two and get that in line so this won't cause you trouble. Because the next time it causes any trouble, it could be bad. You know, stuff like that. Excuse me. Things like that can sneak up on you, you know, and cause you a world of hurt. Oh, goodness. And if it involves your house and water, those two words should not be in the same sentence, really. The house and water. That's the biggest thing that could be damaging. Because it could come in any old place that gets a start. We had a hailstorm here once upon a time. It was probably 5 years back or so. And it damaged a lot of roofs. But just right around here, it damaged a lot of roofs. Ours was replaced. And just a little bit of water would get in where it had no business. And, you know, it caused the ceilings to get water damage. It's supposed to be wet. No. But it was, and that was the problem. And it's all been fixed, of course, and a new roof and a new gutter, too, by the way. And, you know, that was no small thing. It was an insurance claim, of course. The hail damage is usually covered by homeowners insurance. But you don't want staff to go through that problem if it's not necessary. If everything's kept up, you know, you have to keep after stuff. You really just have to push and keep after it to keep from having a big problem. We had, it was one stain on the ceiling downstairs, and two, one of them rather involved in the whole room, upstairs. So once the new roof was on, because the roof itself was compromised, and once the new roof was on, well, we felt like we could take care of the ceiling. But something like that happens, and you have evidence of it looking you in the face, you know. You just know that every drop of rain is a threat for more damage, you know. And water, when it gets underneath your roof, that's bad, 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 because that it can never be good. It can just get worse as time goes on. You got to take care of it. Oh, my. Well, Andy, I think I should rest my throat. And it's been good talking to you. What is it? Oh, well, 10:36. That's pretty good. That's more, I've talked more with you tonight than I have in any day for the last couple months. good to talk with you, Andy. We'll do it again when we can. I'll give it back over to you, and you have yourself a good night, and we'll talk again soon. KK4JBQ, back to you, sir.
What hell's the guy? The hell you talking about? Why the steel roof's on the house here? Concerned about the hell? Well, I've got a steel roof on here. But then this popped up here, like I say, this past January, about the little bitty chunks of dust getting in that gutter in there, and somehow or another it started weighing it down, little chunks did, then the next thing you know, whole big sheets of it, when it went warming up, slid off this steel roof and hit that gutter. And as you say, it didn't hold up to it, for sure. That's something we got to deal with here in a bit, but for sure. I was just hoping that you hadn't had that water issue there in that sunroom again with some of the heavy rains we've had, because one back in early October was the worst, but we've had some pretty good ones at times since. KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.
Hi, Andy. And, like I said, we'll talk again. I hope real soon. This is KK4JBQ. I am clear.